big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, big wigs. Welcome back to another episode. We've got a fresh recap this week. It's Andrea and my girl Anna. How we doing this week?
We're doing, you know? It's award. It's not award season, but it feels like it. You know what I mean?
But it is. We had two this week, and the Emmys weren't even scheduled. They were ahead of schedule or after? Because they're supposed to be in January.
No, Emmys are always in September.
What's always in? Was it the VMAs that are later?
I think so. I think the VMAs are usually August, and they were later. They were on September 11th, which I found to be a strange day to put.
So did I.
The VMAs, which is traditionally a New York show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said that out loud. And colorful and happy and songs.
Hard to argue.
Yeah, right? I just thought that was weird.
It was of all the days, like really just, you know. It was a weird day. And I said to Jared, I was like, isn't that weird? And he was like, I mean, it's been 23 years, but like, it's still a pretty big anniversary, especially in this city.
And then,
thank God, though. Did you watch any of the VMAs?
I just saw the recaps and then all of the funny Meg Thee Stallion clips.
Because like Taylor Swift won like a big award like first or whatever, I think.
Right.
Like, you know, they always start with like something big and then they like go into a bunch of them. And thank God. I mean, like she was smart enough to be like the first thing that came out of her mouth was, I just want to take a moment to like remember all of the families and first responders and everyone who was involved in 9/11. Like she said something, I'm not quoting her directly or anything, but I was like, oh good. Like, cause I feel like the whole room is like, we're on
wondering.
A carpet, we're all dressed up, we're like dancing. And like, she got up there and was like, guys, you know, like this is fun, but this is also fluff. Like there's a real thing going on.
She came out with her yellow plaid Gwen Stefani Harajuku outfit. It was interesting.
It was like Avril Lavigne.
Very Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, it was.
The yellow plaid and then the ropes and the belts.
It was
hot for her.
I get that the VMAs are like kind of like throw anything out there, right? Like,
yeah, what would you say is the VMAs? Because, you know, Chanel West Coast, who used to be out with Rob Dyrdek, and she was like the funny laugh girl. They do clips of Ridiculousness as the show.
Yeah.
So she and her boyfriend, they were wearing some sparkly duet outfit. Like, what is the theme of the VMAs? I never know.
I think it's like
shock and awe.
Your inner rocker.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're, you know, everyone like secretly, even though like everyone is their own artist and you want to be expressive, like secretly everyone wants to be like a fucking like, you know, Beatle.
Movie star rock. Yeah.
Right.
It's very bedazzled jewels, chains, really whatever you want to do. Lady Gaga, I think, really took it to the next like Halloween level with all of hers.
I don't think it's like a show where like if I were an artist who was nominated at the VMAs, I feel like it would be like, I would never wear this, you know, that's the outfit. I kind of like it, but I'd never wear this. That's a VMA outfit.
It's the inner weird rocker you.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, she would never be like, oh, I'd love to meet you out for dinner. Let me wear a meat dress. Like, no one ever, you know, it's like.
You don't wear that to the Oscars.
No,
you wear that to the VMAs.
The meat dress, oh my God, I did a video on that. And something, it was like, it was from a family butcher or something. So it was like all in the family. Like whatever the meat she wore, she knew the person. I have no idea, but shock and awe dress.
I know.
Let's talk about Meg Thee Stallion's Britney tribute. She wanted the snake off of her.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't see the whole show. I fell asleep because I had to watch it when it was like re-airing.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a bad time for me to start like 11 p.m. You know
what I mean? That's tough. On the couch? Oh, no.
But I did see that. I loved the snake moment. I don't know if it influenced Britney to come on Instagram afterwards, but you saw that, right? That was.
What did Britney say?
Frightening. Oh, Britney. She got on Instagram to give her take on the VMAs. Wait, you didn't see this video?
This one didn't pop up, strangely enough.
You know, it's almost like I don't want to see it because I still believe Britney is that girl on stage with the snake, even though unfortunately she's not. But she got on and she was like,
I don't understand why Sabrina Carpenter kissed an alien. Like, why didn't she kiss a girl? Why'd she kiss an alien?
That's my Britney, guys.
It's actually really good.
She's like, I just feel like the VMAs are like not what they used to be. And like,
girl, because you ain't there, girl. Yeah. They're not the same.
Exactly. Exactly. She had a whole take. And I don't know if it's still up, but it was like borderline traumatic to watch. Like, it was just scary to watch.
Because what? Because you're Britney. What do you mean?
I know.
And there was like multiple Britney looks. Tate McRae wore that the other Britney outfit.
Yeah, because she influenced all of us from such a young age.
Yeah.
People are still out there doing like Baby One More Time looks, you know, like to this day.
Truly.
I don't know when that video came out, but like there will be girls in that costume for Halloween. You know what I mean? Like she had that big of a hold on all of us. And now
it's sad.
It's hard. It is. It's sad. I think of Chapel Roan, like who's kind of
her outfit. She made a statement.
She looked very like if she was going to an ethereal, like, I don't know, Renaissance fair. Like,
yes,
she's always picking like a time period, which I applaud. I think it's cool that she like fully commits. But it's funny because I feel like she got so famous so fast and now she kind of like hates it. Like,
she's like, I need you all to know I'm not taking a picture with you.
She also flipped out at a guy. Did you see this? When she flipped out at a cameraman at the VMAs, like carpet, he was like, can you stand on your mark?
Yes.
And she was all like, fuck no. I'm like, girl, this is a job. Like some of these guys, like, you know, they're just doing their job. Can you stand on the mark? Mm-hmm. And she's like, she didn't see the mark. I don't know. It's interesting. I hope she's able to like push through this period of like,
it's a lot, and then she'll ease in. And,
I hope so.
And like the fame, maybe.
Because I feel like there's a way to just, you still have to be a public figure. You still have
to, like.
It goes
along with the job.
Yeah, you can't, like, curse like that on TV. Like, her fans, probably young fans, too, are like, oh, is she a bitch in real life? Like, because I get what she's, how she's responding. But I also feel like we've seen so many artists before her that you kind of have to get training or get therapy or get some help to be like, able to handle it.
You know who's handled fame really well is JoJo Siwa.
Me?
Us? Yeah, I know. We're so
JoJo.
Mindful.
Yeah, you know, she's just sucking it back now. She's like, I'm taking shots. Fuck it.
Well, I was drunk on that Hennessy last week. So. No, but she
what
was
a wild woman.
A child star. She's a wild woman. She was running around in a ball, New York Fashion Week. She dressed up as like a furry ball.
Oh my God, I saw that.
She's making looks.
There were so many events in the last.
No, seriously.
Weeks.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
How was your weekend, by the way? Weekend was very mindful, very demure. It wasn't nothing of the sort. I found a really crazy club in Queens. It's called Code. Great club. Wild club.
Dre, how'd you end up at a club in Queens?
Listen.
And where in Queens? How far?
It was in Astoria.
Okay, got it.
It wasn't that far.
I don't go to Astoria,
yeah,
especially
neither.
For a club. That immediately, I was like, immediately no. But
well, what's crazy is we were at this one place. We were just my friend was in town. Shout out Caroline, and you know she lives in Long Island, but she was like, hey, I'm in the city today, and I was like, oh, well, that's
the middle
big.
Ground,
right? So you know, we decided to go out, and then we just randomly asked this guy at this hookah lounge. We were like, we need a club. He was like, there's this place called Code. Go there,
and you were like, let's do it.
We're like, all right, we're already in Queens. Like, let's go. And we showed up to Code, and I was like, oh, wow, this is the club.
That's what I love about you. You are always just down to, like, for an adventure.
Sometimes if I need it, I need my club fix every now and then. And so I was working all weekend. So I said, you know what? I need a, it's the reason why I have less of a voice this week.
Got it.
I was shouting at Code. How was your weekend?
Not to get coded. She was shouting at Code. Don't you love that about me? I would, if you were like, let's go to a club right now in Queens, I would have any excuse to be like, I have
well,
to.
Don't worry, yes, Anna, same. I didn't ask you. I wouldn't, because I know that's not your vibe.
I was saying, I love that for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I like an invite though, you know? Give me the reason to say no.
I'll invite you, not for sure.
When you go back to Code.
Listen, I think it was a one time. I was wearing yoga pants. That's how unprepared I was to go to the club. But
you went to the club in yoga pants?
I did.
That's fun though.
Meanwhile, the girls were wearing floss. It's a Latino, like it's one of those clubs where they're like busting Daddy Yankee and Gasolina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the girls, everybody looked like they were from a music video. They had their extensions, the lashes. And I rolled up with yoga pants, and Caroline was wearing a sundress. And I go, oh, we are not supposed to be here, but we're going to live.
I love
it
that
up.
You didn't think of that before when you were like, we want to go to a club.
Like, that's what
give
happens.
Us a club. We don't care what we're wearing.
No.
We just want to bust a move.
No, seriously, I just needed to bust a move.
My weekend was much tamer than Code. Mm-hmm. No, I had a good weekend. I feel like
you were all over the place.
Oh my God, I took the puppies to the Upper East Side to meet my best friend for dinner. Let me tell you something.
The puppies out.
I used to take Bobby Flight everywhere with me. Mm-hmm. Like if it was a nice night and we were going to eat outside, like of course, because he used to come to work every day when I had a day job. Like he went on, you know, as soon as I like put shoes on, he'd be in his bag, ready to go. And I sort of am feeling bad that I don't take the puppies out all the time because it's like two of them. So it is a lot more of a you know, trip for me and my arm, my arms. And so, but I was like, you know what? Allie's going to bring her dog, my best friend. And I was like, I'm going to bring my two dogs. And they don't really fit in one bag anymore, which was something I learned on the subway.
I was going to say, what do you got? Each one on each arm.
No, I put them in one bag, but they just like fully on like bobsledded it. You know what I mean? Like yeah. They were like one in front of the other, or like Billy was like on top of Elton, and they don't mind it. They're literally like smushed down.
They love each other.
Like a pancake. But it was heavy for me.
Of course. Two but doggies.
It was really funny. And it's so funny. Like, you know, I used to get stopped a lot, or at least on the train, people would be like, is he real? Like, ah. I'm like, no, I'm a grown woman with a stuffed animal in my bag. Like I always, when I took Bobby out. So with them, they're always like, two? Like
people were
is that
shocked.
Two heads? And I was like, yeah, I got two. Yeah, I just fully Julia Foxed myself. Anyway. Yeah,
I thought you were bringing out Julia.
No, not yet. Not yet. But it was fun. We had dinner for a long time. And you know those moments in New York, like it happens to me here, but like we're sitting eating dinner. We had a long dinner. We caught up because it was much needed. And then all of a sudden, like my friend who I had texted with, like, 6 hours before,
right,
who lives in Queens, we were messaging about a brunch in 2 weeks, whatever, right, walks up with her husband, and I like immediate, like in front of me, like no one else is on the sidewalk at this point, and I'm like, oh my god, we were just talking, and
it's
so
meant to be.
It was so random, yeah, like those moments where it just happens. Mm-hmm. So that was really funny, seeing her. I was like, no, you don't understand, like we were just talking, like
right,
like that was the last person in my phone that I texted, and like, whoa, she's in front of me, like on the Upper East Side, which I never go to.
That is random. Crazy when those times happen.
So random. And then Saturday, you know, farmer's market.
Beautiful.
Hung out, saw my friend, and then I saw Beetlejuice.
Oh my God. Okay.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Say it three times. Initial reaction, because I've been dying to see it.
It was fun.
Okay.
It was cute and fun. I'd say it's like more, it's cuter than like Beetlejuice OG, which is a movie I love.
You think it's cuter?
It's like sillier. You know what I mean?
You.
It's
yeah.
not as dark, I'd say, as like original Beetlejuice. It's kind of, yeah. There are some storylines that you're like, where did that really didn't need to be in there. You know what I mean? Like to add extra characters and stuff. Mm-hmm. I will say this, Michael Keaton is still a genius beyond. I mean, he's so good. Like, he's so good, you know? You could have told me this was Beetlejuice the day after they made the old one. Like, he's
that's crazy. He's still
so fucking funny and just, like, so good at that character. Mm-hmm. Catherine O'Hara, star, star, star.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder, like, so fun.
Winona Ryder, when she's in her full Beetlejuice attire, like, character, she looks so young to me.
She does. She looks great. She's, whatever she's done, her skin is really good. Jenna Ortega is good. You know, she kind of plays that same, like, dark, like, dry, like Jenna Ortega character.
God, she got cast in the Addams Family and then she stuck with it.
Yeah, she's just
still.
Wednesday Addams.
Yeah,
she's just Wednesday for every single role.
Yeah.
It was fun. You know, there's some fun cameos and stuff in it. I don't know. I feel like it's like they made it a little younger, you know, than like original Beetlejuice.
To appeal to
families. Yeah. But it's cute. It's interesting to see these like sequels come out like 30 years after, and you're like, wow, I guess like they can do it, you know? It's
they're also coming out kind of all at the same time. Is it now just we had so many classics during that time period and now 30 years later it feels right?
I guess. Or it's just like pandemic, I think, made us a lot more nostalgic, you know?
So
people would rather go and see Beetlejuice than like some new movie about ghosts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, the fuck is that? Like, people are like, oh my God, Beetlejuice, you know, that character, like Britney, like, had such an influence on pop culture, like, forever. So it was fun. It was cute.
I need a Casper, you know, Casper. I need a Casper
reboot.
Yeah, because the kid was so cute and I want to see what happens.
I love Devon Sawa, like, and I still love him on Twitter and stuff, like even as an adult Devon Sawa, and I want him to be in my movie. I'm just saying he might be cast in my movie. Yeah,
how crazy is that?
I know, I have a good role for him.
Yes, I need him to come back.
Anyway, Devon Sawa, if you're listening, you know,
Devin
or his
Sawa.
Agent.
Yeah, truly, that would be.
Don't you love that? I'm like, and I still like him as an adult, even though he was a teen heartthrob.
Yeah, he really was. He got had such a pure face.
He did. He was like that, like blonde, blue-eyed, yeah. Perfect, you know, like magazine cover boy.
Yeah, no, totally.
Anyway, I was like, what else did I write down? Oh, I saw a Broadway show. I forgot. I saw The Roommate.
The Roommate?
Yeah.
She teased this last week, I think.
Oh, that I'm like, what?
Oh, with Mia Farrow
that?
And,
yeah,
and
how was it?
Yes. Patti LuPone. It was great. It was so fun. I have to say, I love Patti LuPone forever. Mm-hmm. She has such a presence, probably in any room she walks in. But like, I've seen her on stage a bunch. I saw her in like Gypsy and Company and whatever. Anytime she's in a show, I try and catch Patti LuPone. Mia Farrow honestly steals the show. Like, she is
really
so good in it.
Yeah.
Her character is also like, I'd say that, you know, it's more of the lead character of the two of them, but it was really fun. It's a fun play. I mean, I read the review and I was like, I don't know if I fully agree with it, but here's a crazy story. My friend went yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this in I get a lot of theater news. You know, I follow playbill.com, broadway.com. I get a lot of
broadway.com.
The algorithm knows, of course, who I really am.
Yeah.
And, my friend saw it yesterday and I was like, oh my God, did you love it? And then I hit her next story and it was The Bows. Like, it was her playbill. And I was like, oh my God, did you love it?
Of course.
And then the next story is The Bows. And it was, I don't know the actor. Her name is Marsha Langdon, maybe. I don't know her last name. Mm-hmm. Was playing the Mia Farrow role. And my friend wrote, oh my God, this was an incredible experience to see this woman. She was on script.
Wow.
Do this play with Patti LuPone. Apparently Mia Farrow tested for COVID, like got COVID yesterday.
No.
They opened like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
She got COVID yesterday. This woman's the associate director.
Wait, what?
No shit.
They had an understudy, but I don't know. Maybe she was out of town or something. Like, you know, I don't know what happened. Because in the playbill, there's an understudy. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, but if you're an understudy and you miss your opportunity to be it,
who knows? But
the role like that must
the
hurt.
Associate director went on, did it with her script. She said Patti like worked her like sometimes she like lost her place or whatever, and like Patti would like put her hand on the script and like work with it.
Wow,
I was like, that's so wild to see. I hope she gets to go also see it with Mia Farrow. But like,
of
what
course,
a wild night!
Yeah,
I've had cool. A couple of those nights on Broadway, and you never forget when something like that happens.
Yes. Of course, because it's always perfection. But to see them like work through that's really cool.
I saw Whoopi Goldberg on book. On Broadway.
Wow.
On script. And looked out to the audience, was like, I don't know my lines. I was like, whoa. In Xanadu, it was amazing. Probably not amazing for the cast because they were like pulling her from side to side. Like, nope, because it's a musical. They were like, this side.
She didn't know the script.
Oh, shit.
Maybe she like had her dates wrong and they were like, no, you're on tonight. And she was like, what? Okay. I'll just use my script. I was like blown away by this.
Have you ever had that? You know how people have recurring dreams? Sometimes you get the dream where you're like late for class or you didn't do your homework or whatever.
Or you have to go on.
Have you ever had that dream that you don't know the script?
For sure. I think a lot.
I've had that before. It's fucking, it's really nerve wracking, man.
You're like, everybody is, it's dependent on me. And if I forget this one thing, I'm laying everybody down. Oh,
mm-hmm. And you think, can I improv this enough so they believe me? until you can't.
No, that would scare me to no end.
Anyway, fun show. Yeah, I love seeing plays. Even though, you know, I'm a musical girly, I love seeing a good play.
Yeah. It is different though. I don't know. Musicals are more of a spectacle.
Yeah.
Plays, I'm just watching in amazement. I'm like, wow, they're so like dynamic on the stage. And I have trouble memorizing things. I love an improv show because I will make up that shit. But for the lines, I'm always so impressed. Because it's just like an hour and a half of just straight memorization.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was going to say about a play that the interesting thing about this, like, you know, when it's like two big major famous people, as soon as they walk out the house, like, claps to, you know, like for a long time. Like, I think when I saw Bette Midler on Broadway in Hello Dolly, it was like 10 minutes of claps when she comes out. And like, so for this, which was very interesting, I'm not like spoiling anything, but the way they did it is the two women walk out, the whole room clapped, they walk backstage, and then they start the play. So they like,
they get it out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's kind of smart.
Yeah, seriously.
Smart, but it also like, I was still thinking about it like five minutes in. I was like, oh, that's why they did that. Like, I was like, wait, what? Like, I don't know if I liked it, but I get why they did it.
Does it kind of break the illusion a little bit?
A little bit. I was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Also, they're both super famous. Like, have them come out and like kind of pause maybe in their like position. Right. I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe I'm just an old school. I couldn't handle the new way, you know?
I guess for the end of the show, they just get right on out and they leave.
For what?
Like once they do it in the beginning, then at the end of the show, you're saying?
No, this was in the beginning of the show.
So at the end of the show, they're just like
regular bows, like any Broadway show.
Oh,
but it's like when Kramer would come in and the whole crowd would go like, woo, and Kramer's got to like hold his position there right. for a second instead of doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like same, I was saying, like when Bette Midler, she like walks out on stage into a scene right. and the whole room stops the play for 15
right.
minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
And then you're like,
right.
And we're in.
Right.
It was, they were like, well, let's just do this so it doesn't bother the play.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't interrupt our scene. It was funny.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I was reading about all of these standing ovations at the film
Venice,
festival.
Yeah.
They're like 15-minute standing ovation. What? Are people standing for 15 minutes?
They always do that. Yeah.
Huh?
8-9 minutes. Like,
yeah. My hands would itch. I don't Why think are we clapping for so long?
We don't hear about the 3-minuters, you know?
Never.
Never.
It's always the things over 10. I go, I'm sorry. There was a 20-minute standing ovation.
Yeah.
People are just sitting there like this for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It almost like dictates like, will you get an Oscar nom? Like, yeah. Well, you got a 14 minute at, you know, Sundance, right. but only 12 at Venice. Like, I don't know.
Because Brendan Fraser got like a 30 minute standing ovation for The Whale.
Yeah.
At I think it might have been.
No, it wasn't 30 minutes.
I thought it was something crazy.
No, I think it was like 10 or 12.
At Cannes, was it Cannes maybe? One of the film festivals.
One of the big ones.
The one that just, so Venice was the one that we were just.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going crazy. I was like, why do I not know about these standing ovations? But it's
every year.
But why don't people talk about it? Like people should it as like a, you should be like, oh, but I got a 15 standing O. Like, I feel like people should use it as, it should be in their bio, their IG bio.
Like, I think it's like borderline embarrassing though too, right? Like, cause you're standing there like, how do you handle that?
And you can't sit down.
You know? Someone says, Dre, I like your hair today. Like, if someone says it to me, like, I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. You know, like that's like a compliment. I'm like off my... Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, let alone like 15 minutes of like, you're amazing.
Everything you're doing is top level.
Maybe we should
do
a 15 minute like clap for bigwigs and see how we feel after.
It would just be Nate. You're forcing me to do a standing ovation.
Please don't. Yeah. Can you please clap for us?
Stop.
Give us a 12. We'll time you 12 minutes and see how that feels.
What are you doing during that? You're just like looking around and waving and saying thank you.
Right? Like, what if you have to like pee? What if you get a text, you know?
Oh, yeah, no.
I would easily 5 minutes in be like, thank you. Hold on. I just have to check this. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I just like, I'm sorry. I'm just addicted to my phone. 5 minutes is a long time to be away from this thing.
15 minutes standing. Oh, what are you doing? Like, that's, to me, that was crazy.
I hope it happens to us, though, you know?
We're like, I don't know how they do it, but God, please let it happen to us.
God, let me go to Cannes and have a 15 minute standing. Oh, anyway. Crazy.
What a time. Did you want to do Big Wig Bite of the Week?
Oh, my God.
Why don't we take a break?
All right, let's take a break. We'll take a quickie. We'll be right back.
We're taking those big wig bites.
And we're back. And I know you've all been like, hold the phone. They have a big wig bite? Hold on.
We need to hear this.
We gotta know. Because you guys know, like, in my other life, I was a food influencer / everyday contemplate becoming one. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You're like halfway there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do cook and I do like good food, but I don't have the money to like eat at amazing restaurants every night right now. Anyway,
specifically right now.
That being said, I had my favorite sushi in the city the other night. And every time I have it, I'm like, God damn it, Anna. It is the best spicy tuna roll in New York City.
Okay,
Sushi of Gari. You guys are all going to be like, I roll. At least the New Yorkers. I roll. Because it's like, you know, they have Sushi of Gari, Tribeca, Sushi of Gari uptown.
Right.
I was at the one in the theater district on like 46th Street on Restaurant Row. It's so good. I don't even know. It's expensive as hell. It's always expensive.
Uh-huh.
But like, just every time you have it, you're like, yep, well, worth it. You know?
It was good.
Good. It's like fresh, good, sticky sushi rice. I don't even know how else. Like, the spicy tuna, it's just really fresh fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's got a real kick to it. So you're like, ooh, that was a spicy one. You know, it's not like a mayo-y, scallion-y. It's not like dressed too like crazy where it's like... Yeah, it's spicy tuna, you know, everyone can do that. I don't know. It was just so fucking good. I'm so, every time I go there, I'm so happy. I was like, oh, perfect.
Especially if you're craving it.
I know.
Nothing will hit the spot.
I've been eating a lot more sushi because, as you know, I have SIBO. I can't eat.
Oh,
I haven't had that much gluten. And like, sushi is a great meal for me because I, you know, if you don't eat soy sauce, you eat the like tamari sauce instead. Like, she's gluten free. You know, I can eat rice. So,
then rice is, I mean, sushi would be the way to go.
Sushi, Mexican. Yeah. I mean, most Italian places do like gluten free pasta. I don't really struggle, but you know. Thank you for your concern.
I was worried.
I'm not struggling. She's like, yeah, you don't look like you look like you're you look, normal.
You look great, doll. No, I'm but like, sometimes sushi is so good. I started putting the crunchy, you know, the crunchy onion garlic. It comes in an oil.
Yeah, chili, crunchy chili oil.
Crunchy chili oil. They sell it at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
But I started popping that on sushi and it's really changed my world.
Mm, that's nice.
It's really, yeah, it's done for me. What do they have on top of the spicy tuna?
Nothing.
Just, like a little crunchy.
Just a classic. No, I can't do the crunchies. No, just
forget. Like, ew, why the crunchies? Like, never.
No, I just, I can't do them right now.
Because
it's like usually like fried flour or whatever it is. But
it's now just occurred to me.
But it doesn't need it. It's so good. So good.
Delish. I did just think of one that I'll consider a big wig bite. It was a porn star martini, which is with passion fruit.
Ooh. Was this at the club?
Yo, no. I got a porn star at the club.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm like, why did I do that? It was for...
What isn't a porn star martini?
It is vodka, passion fruit liqueur, passion fruit, blended passion fruit.
Okay.
And then lime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very
tropical.
A very tropical, but it's really pretty. And I wouldn't normally, like, I don't normally do sweet drinks just because I'll just do a dirty martini and that's it. But... This was
I'll do a Cosmo once in a while though.
Cosmo, you know, sometimes you just you need it, and so it was beautiful. And then I think that would be that's a very summery drink, and even though summer's kind of over, but
it's not yet though. It's 80 degrees today.
It is. Thank you.
I'm in full summer.
Too hot.
I love it.
Too hot.
Still pissed that it's not fall yet.
Yes, I am. I've been trying to force the issue. I wore a jacket today. Joke was on me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike's wearing his nice leather boots. Like those are so fall.
So fall.
I know. I'm all of
my
so ready.
My home influencer ladies, they've all started, I mean, mid-August. They were like, here's how to decorate. Here's all the Target sales happening right now for Halloween. I go, girl, it's not even October. All their entire feed is all pumpkin spice latte decorating. You know, they go to like, they do the DIY.
Do you decorate for fall? Do you like change your home for the holidays?
I don't own a home. I rent. So it's almost, to me... The seasons, the thing that I do is I switch out my closet, okay? Because what else do I have time for? I'm not putting, I'll put a pumpkin out. I've got a glass blown pumpkin.
Sure.
And then, you know, maybe we'll do some lights. But Christmas time, I think that's really.
You put more out.
I put more out because there's more decor that I have. And plus, we live in apartments.
Right.
What am I really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I owned a home, that shit's getting decorated. But
I don't know if I would do it seasonally if I owned a home. I think about it because I'm like so used to not doing it that I'm like, what would I do? Like have a box of like fall?
See, you got room for stuff. It. You have a basement storage. You have an attic.
That's exactly what you should do even in an apartment.
Oh, what, please. Decorated? Oh, yeah. You're decorating, Mike?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Absolutely. I decorated for Halloween. I guess I decorate for Halloween, then fall.
I didn't know this about you.
Wait, yeah. Wow.
And then I do. Sorry. Yeah. And then I do Christmas, of course.
Can you just give me like an example of your Halloween decoration?
Yeah, well, actually, that guy up there, which is off camera, but we have
a
skeleton sitting on the pumpkin. I brought that in last year because we did something for Chris and Jesse's show.
But cute. I love that.
That's usually up in my apartment. I have a couple little like knickknacks like that. I have some string lights for like little jack-o'-lantern string lights.
Cute.
Very cute.
I did put out pumpkins one year in sort of a fruit bowl when I put out like candy for the kids when I was living in Long Island City. Mm-hmm. And the fucking kids stole like half my pumpkins. I was pissed. I got them kids from Pottery Barn.
Take the candy. What are you doing taking my ceramic pumpkins?
I think I left a note too that said, please don't anything but the pumpkins.
Well, there you go. That.
And the kids took it. But it was in the building.
But and I'm like, is there a camera here?
I can't believe these shitty parents let their shitty kids take my pumpkin.
I'm so sorry.
I was so pissed about it. I still
Who knew
I
you were Martha Stewart over here this whole time.
I am a decor King? Maniac. Oh my God. Candles and I love it. And then Christmas, the holidays come around, I put a menorah up, and then I put Christmas.
Wow. Stuff. I'll set the mood with candles. Like, definitely I bring out the fall scents because that really gets you in the mood. And
fall
then
scents.
That's funny.
The florals, I'll switch from like flowers to, I don't know, pine cones.
Oh, okay.
Or that Trader
Luckily,
Joe's.
The farmer's market flower guy who I love, he does it for you. You know, he's like got the fall flowers.
You
got
to do fall bouquet, fall leaves, like a brown, like a sort of like a dark green, little yellow and orange. You got to get that in there.
So funny.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's has all their pumpkin stuff out and it's really, really frustrating.
I was thinking we should do a Trader Joe's pumpkin tasting on Big Wigs, like of all the pumpkin, like
stuff.
I get excited for the fall pumpkin spice food. You get me. You pumpkin spice anything. Today, I went to Whole Foods. I bought a pumpkin spiced almond milk. No reason why. And do I drink almond milk plain? No, but I'm
gonna. How many times do you go to Whole Foods a week?
Once.
What? I do feel like you go at least 3 times.
No. I mean, unless I need something for like the dinner.
Yeah.
But no, we just went like once. Usually we go to the farmer's market and we like get the rest at Whole Foods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we have time, we'll do a little Trader Joe's because there's certain things I like there, but I don't buy like produce there, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You got to like lay off on that. But Trader Joe's, they've got their whole wall up of all the fall stuff. And
it's
costing me my life.
I love it.
I love it too, but I want to buy everything. Everything that they make sounds good.
Whole Foods has their like walls of fall pumpkin too. It's
great.
Tough because I get really excited for it and then I forgot I have like a very limited, you know, like eating schedule restrictions right now. And I'm like, oh shit, this has everything in it that I'm not supposed to eat. But
it's the one thing.
I want it. We got to talk about Emmys. That is something that happened this week. Big week. VMAs too happened since the last time we recorded. But I feel like Emmys is more our bag.
Well, it's very relevant.
Very relevant. Yeah. It was, I thought it was a great show just to kick it off.
I like that they stay consistent. They always have Laverne and they brought on Heather McMahon now. So now they're just like the duo that we love. And I think they're great at doing the red carpet correspondence.
Yeah. Heather was great. I didn't watch all of the red carpet. I taped it because I didn't get to, I started the Emmys late.
Yeah.
I know. And I tried to watch it when I was in bed after and I fell asleep because, you know. The time.
Yeah.
But I did watch the show and I have to say Eugene and Dan Levy crushed. Yeah. Like it's very interesting. I called this years ago. I have a deck of a show that I want to produce and I wanted them to host as father son. And I was like, I bet they'd be great as hosts together. And like last night I was like justified.
Vindicated.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
wait, you called that.
They were awesome together. They were so fun.
Yeah.
You know, they're good at their banter's fun. They're father, son. They're both hilarious comedians. Like, and different. They're different, you know, kinds of humor. Like, it was just so fun.
They balance each other, though.
It was great.
To me, they look so much alike. I'm like, oh, my God. They're clearly related, but it's just crazy to me because I think I'm looking at just a younger version of him.
Really?
Father. Yeah. They just look so
similar.
Oh, I
don't think they look alike at all. Like,
it's the hair. It's because Eugene Levy has that like kinky hair
and the brows.
Dan has like straight hair.
I'm going to say this. And disrespect to Eugene because he's one of the funniest comedic actors of our time, all time. But I do think Dan's like hotter as like the younger. You know what I mean? I don't think Eugene was as hot when he was younger. Like Dan's hot.
That's without question.
Yeah. I do see that. They both have a lot of hair.
They have great hair. Great hair in that family.
Truly.
Anyway. The wins of the night. Did you look at the winners?
I mean,
The Bear and Hacks, but Shogun.
And Shogun.
Shogun swept. Jared said going into this, he was like, Shogun was the best show I've seen in so long. He watched the whole thing. He loved it. He was like, it's going to win everything. And it did.
Wow. It always pops up for me. But, you know, for us, I mean, it's not the most, I wouldn't watch it just because I'm not attracted to like that time period, but it was, people say it was amazing. Like I only hear good things about it.
Fucking good.
Wait, he told me it was Game of Thrones, but in real life, Japan.
Yeah, feudal Japan. Yeah.
Feudal Japan, but with subtitles. And I was like, you lost me at Game of Thrones.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like for us, I'm like the initial to hear that. I go, okay, I don't know if I'll be following along, but they managed.
He was like,
to
Anna, you can't watch an entire TV show with subtitles. Like you go on your phone. And I was like, it almost was like a challenge. I feel like Jared was saying that to like get me to watch it, you know, because I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I didn't watch Succession. There are certain shows that I could be beat up for, you know what I mean?
Oh,
for not watching.
Right.
But I loved everyone who won from it. They were so passionate. And Baby Reindeer. Hello, Baby Reindeer also swept in the limited series category.
Yeah, his speech was made me cry.
It was so good. And her speech, Jessica, what is her last name? Jessica Gunning. I was going to say Gumming, but no, Gunning. Mm-hmm. Her speech when she like thanked him was like, thank you for trusting me with your Martha. Yes. Like I was just, it was so nice. That show is so hard.
There was one episode I had to turn it off because I felt it was the scene where he was victimized, sexually abused. Yeah, that I was like, this is too dark. I can't watch. But the way they acted, oh my God, she should go on to do so much work now.
Yeah, I bet she is. I bet she's like working a lot, and him too. And like hearing that this was like also his story, and he was like, I was in a really fucking low place 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like to be able to not only get out of that, which is already a success, and like to turn that into art, into a play he did, right? Like a one man show. Mm-hmm. And then to develop it into this like really intense series. It's just, I don't know. It really gives you hope. And I love when actors say that like on TV, you know, and he won for writing, like, they won best show. I was just like, oh my God, like it can be done. You know, when you're in your lowest place, just think like this will be a TV show at some point.
Yeah, but it's so.
You can always sell the rights.
I always love watching how 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road, they all look back on it. And I'm like, can't wait to look back on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is hopeful.
It is.
He said it's all about storytelling and not really about the glitz and the glam. You don't need the big stars. You just need a good story.
The IP. He was like, you just need storytelling. And it's true. We forget that so often because we're told no, no, no so much. Like even commercials have big actors. Even, you know.
I know.
Branded content has big actors. Like it's so hard to get in somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and get a good paying gig. Without being an A-list celebrity or a fucking viral sensation that had one day, you know, one video that popped off and now networks want to hire you. You know what I mean? Like people with actual like hard work and talent aren't necessarily getting to the places anymore. Like,
this is really, you know.
But he did it. He worked really hard and he's really talented and it paid off and it was really fucking cool to see that. I also loved Liza Colon-Zayas from The Bear winning. That was an amazing win.
That one I didn't see.
Amazing. I love her. You know she's worked forever in this fucking industry.
Yes.
You know, and she finally got on a fucking hit show and she's got a great role and she's so good in it. And I just loved her because she got up there and was like, my husband told me to write a speech and I did not believe this would happen. And I like... Right? You think about those when you're like, I'm not going to win. Like, she was in a category with like fucking Meryl Streep, maybe like big actresses. Maybe it wasn't that same category, but I think it was. And it was just cool. I love that she won. She's also the first Latina actress to win in that
category
ever.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Insane. Like a supporting actress category? Like, what? It's weird.
The representation that we need, that we don't get a lot.
Yeah. And you know what else she did really, which was cool? She was like, I didn't think this was possible. And it is. And if you want it to be more possible, go vote. And she was just like, goodbye. It was a quick speech. It wasn't. But like for her, on her first Emmy nom, first win to get up there and have the, you know, like the, I don't know, just the suave move to be like, by the way, vote.
Go vote.
Like it was a similar to like, by the way, it's 9/11. Let's think about that and not this fucking dumb trophy I'm winning. Right. Like it was. Just, I like when they take that platform and they're like, let me do something not just for me. It's humble.
Sometimes they do write a really, really, really long speech about like global, the nature and saving the rainforest. And you're like, all right, it's true. We do need that. But they write like a full speech. It's very impactful when it's just a quick one little quick sentence, the sentiments there, and then you walk off stage. Yeah. Like, that's powerful.
Very powerful. It was. I thought it was powerful. I have to say, you know, The Bear won all night. Like,
I know.
All the actors won.
Yeah.
Io didn't win, which I was surprised about. But
she
then got again,
her time. She did, right last year, she won.
I think
won.
She won last year, but Jean Smart, she was up against Jean Smart, who's a fucking genius. And I was so glad she won because I love her. She is that show for me.
Yeah.
And then it felt like at the end, it felt almost like a surprise that Hax won.
I think a lot of people, I do, after seeing The Bear win so much.
The Bear. Hax won a couple of awards, I think directing and whatever, but like, it was like, ooh, it was almost like the Emmy voters had collectively said, you know what?
Yeah.
It's actually a funnier show. And this is comedy.
Yeah, well, people get so mad about The Bear. They're like, it's not even a dark comedy. It's not comedy.
And it's not The Bear's fault. Like, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's an old-ass rule from the Emmy Academy or whatever it is saying that half-hour programming equals comedy.
Right.
But we don't live in a time right now where comedy is whatever. What we don't have laugh tracks necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have traditional comedy and drama. It's a very, like, diverse plane. It's a big broad like spectrum of shows like Baby Reindeer. You could call that
a comedy,
but like dark. It was also a real dark show. Like,
there were times I was laughing so hard with Martha. I was like, oh my gosh, she's insane.
She was
the funniest.
And I loved seeing her speech, just because I was like, oh my god, she's like a demure, pretty, like, she's like, thank you so much. Like, I'm like, oh my god, she's not like a psychotic stalker. Like, she was so good.
Oh my gosh, that's what you know. Acting at its finest.
I like wrote down here. Oh, I wrote Evan Ross Katz obviously posted his quote. I wanted to read it. Look, 10 years ago, I was down and out, right? I never, ever thought I would get my life together. I never thought I would rectify myself or what had happened to me and get myself back on my feet again. I don't know much about this life. I don't know why we're here. None of that. But I do know that nothing lasts forever. And no matter how bad it always gets better. So if you're struggling, keep going. And I promise you things will be okay. And he's holding 3 fucking Emmys in the photo. Like, goddamn. You know?
Whenever I see these speeches, I'm like,
everything's
wow.
Relative.
That's the truth. Lisa Ann Walter, I just want to say, is aging backwards.
Oh my god. Yeah. She looks great.
What?
Her face looked great. I didn't love her outfit, but her face looked amazing.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was cool. And her hair makes every outfit for me. It's just like the bright color blocking of it, you know?
She's got
the red.
She's got great hair.
Yeah.
Her hair and makeup, I think, always slams. It wasn't a look for me, though. She would have been on a no thank you list.
On a no thank you? I just think with the hair on anybody else, maybe I would have been in, maybe, I don't know. But with her hair, I think the green and the white, I don't know, I liked it.
She looks stunning.
Oh, yeah.
What, do you have any other favorite looks that you had?
Favorite looks? I loved Kristen Wiig because I just thought it was very...
So sparkly.
So sparkly.
It was cool.
And I loved it on her. And then Jennifer Aniston also did that same sparkle look. It wasn't black.
It wasn't
same
black.
Damn blowout, though. She always is very consistent with the hair.
Yeah, she has a haircut. She likes her hair.
But the
dress. But also, if she wore her hair up, I'd be like, that's weird on Jennifer Aniston. I'm not used to her with her hair up.
We're so used to the look.
Yeah.
But I thought hers was a great dress. And then, I didn't really watch it all the way through. So what would say yours are?
I loved Io's dress and hair. I thought she looked
really amazing.
I thought she looked awesome. I was like, oh, man, she didn't win, but she looks, her dress is slamming.
Yeah.
It was just like kind of like red and navy maybe, or black and red and white, like sequin, like long gown. Who else did I love? I loved Catherine O'Hara. She looked amazing.
Amazing.
Like she's another. Her body looked great. Like that whole dress. I was like, she looks great in this.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just still on a high from Beetlejuice. And the girl who won for Shogun, Anna Sawai.
Ooh, I didn't see that one.
Is she the lead in Shogun?
Yeah.
She's awesome in Shogun.
She's like the interpreter, so right? Yeah, like in the show. She had this red dress. She looked unreal.
Oh my God.
Like she was a movie star last night.
Stunning.
Right?
Wow.
She looked cool. I loved her look.
She is a movie star. She's gorgeous.
Wow. Also, I was like, she's so young. And Jared said, because maybe you felt this when he watched this. He's like, she doesn't seem that young in the show. But like,
She seems.
She looked 25. I hope maybe she's younger. But I was like, she's got to be. I can look it up. Divine Joy Randolph, who I love from, what was that Oscar movie that she was in, that she won the Oscar for last year with Paul Giamatti? The Christmas movie.
The Holdovers.
Yeah. What a fun movie.
So she was so good in that. And she presented last night.
Yeah.
And she had this dress on that had like, I was like, I kind of want to wear this. It had a hood. It was like yellow. It had one long sleeve and a hood. It was just like a funky, like cool, like, I don't know. And I was like, I was into it. I like the yellow hood. Anyway, those were our takes on the Emmys.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the outfit to Easter. It was like a light pink.
Yeah, it was a pink suit.
She's always cool. I mean, Meryl is Meryl.
She was like front row, and I feel like it's daunting to have Meryl Streep front row because every actor is staring at her when they win, or you know, writer, director. And it's funny because you're like, this is the Emmys. Like, mm-hmm. traditionally, the Emmys were like the TV stars, you know? Yeah. Like, the people who got TV, are we real A-list Oscars? Mm-hmm. And now it doesn't, it's the same, you know? But it's right. so funny for some of them to be like, I have to remember my speech. I would be yeah. like, I can't focus. Meryl Streep, you're in front of me.
Yeah, it would be a bit daunting.
I'd probably be like, I dedicate this whole award to you.
Yeah.
I love you in this. Am I supposed to thank other people? Oh, yeah.
My team. It is always funny when they totally break their speech down and just are like staring at some huge star.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. Anyway, they'll just break.
I bet I would do that with everyone in the front row.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and there's my time. Sorry, Mom.
Jennifer Coolidge. Okay. The music is on. Okay. I want to, she just constantly.
She loves that. I think she loves that playoff. Like,
I think now it's until the playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you better be played off the stage.
I think they should just start playing as soon as she gets up there. It'll make for a funnier moment. Like, let her see how she improvises when she gets up there and they're like, dude, and she's like, I didn't even open my mouth yet.
Now it's just a bit. Like, absolutely. Any other big wins?
Big wins.
That was pretty much, I mean, those are the three main things four things, the shows that won.
Those were the big ones for me. Yeah. There was some director, I forget what show it was, and he won, and they were like first nomination, first Emmy, and he was like a 65-year-old man, and I was like, oh my God, like,
wow,
that's cool, you know, because I feel like that's going to be me, right?
It's so true, though. One thing I did, speaking of like huge stars and directors, I just watched Wise Guy, which is the story about David Chase making The Sopranos.
Oh,
it's supposed to be great. Yeah.
I want
to
see that. It's a doc on HBO, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I watched over the weekend. That was absolutely incredible. And he said when he started directing that show, he thought nobody was going to watch it.
Yeah.
And it was a late in life kind of production for him when he took on the job of like the directing of it. But obviously, we know the turnout. Like, it ended up being one of the best shows in television like ever. So amazing. And he also is so real. And they have this tribute at the end for actually the actor of Tony Soprano and James Gandolfini. I was like, what is it? Incredible. Like, I was crying by the end of it. But Aww. It's too short. It needed to be longer.
Can I ask, I'll probably still enjoy it even though I wasn't a Sopranos watcher. Like, I'm still curious.
Yes, because it really is about David Chase and his whole history. But they do such a tribute. Like, they'll play, it's really cool how they made it. It's like some of the show and then some of the, he like talks about the memories and then they'll play the show.
Mm.
So, but they give so much information that I think you'll totally be able to fully.
I saw it here and there, but I never like watched the series like through.
I'm a late watcher of The Sopranos. I think I watched it 2 years ago because of Nick, because he does the Tony Sopranos impression, but I love it.
It helps to have that Italian boyfriend. He's introducing you to a whole new world.
Yeah.
It sure does. But I felt bad that I'd never seen The Sopranos because it is such a classic, famous, well-known show.
Yeah.
And there's so many characters that came from it. Oh, but it is fun. They show the audition tapes of the characters.
I love audition tapes. Yes.
It is the process that they went through. It's so cool.
Did anyone audition for other roles than what they got?
Oh my God, yes.
That's
and they
fun.
Were auditioning for Tony for so long. And as soon as James came in, you guys got to watch The Wise Guy. It's so good. But as soon as he came in, David looks at him. He goes, that's our guy. Like, it took 2 seconds. And he actually walked out of the room and was like, fuck this. I don't like this. I don't like how I did. He left. And then the next day, I think they called him and were like, you got the role. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's cool. So, yeah. To see the audition tapes, you're like, whoa. And also,
that's the other thing. Don't like bend yourself over backwards for these auditions because they know as soon as within 5 seconds when you say, hi, my name is Anna Roisman. I live in New York.
Yep.
They know whether or not they want to watch your audition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not going to turn you off necessarily, but they know whether or not they're putting you forward like for any other.
Definitely.
Know. It's so crazy. Like, you were like, I'm worried about memorizing, but it's also like, yeah, but like literally just say your name and
no. They just want to see your essence. And James almost made, like, James took, it's you being that character. And then you actually make the character.
Yeah.
It's written, but it's, you're supposed to fill into the role. It was just so cool.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I loved watching on YouTube all the, like, lost auditions.
Oh, my God. Do they have them on YouTube?
Yeah, I think so. Because I've seen all of them. Where they, like, would, I think it was, like, the guy who played Jin, like, Red for, the lead guy, I forget his name, who it's just fun to see like who read for what, who read for Sawyer. Like this guy read for Sawyer and you're like, whoa. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like if, I was like, oh my God. Like they all like read for different roles, which is like so fun.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I love to see the whole process. We need to take a quick break and then we'll be back with some fun guests.
Oh, special guests.
Yeah. Of course.
Perfect.
All right. You guys have 20 minutes.
Oh, more than enough time.
Jocko, I was able to get him to 4:15.
Amazing.
So we're good.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to like do that abruptly. I thought we were like down for the cup. I was like, okay.
Well, I didn't know how much you guys wanted for this. So I figured this is like 20 minutes.
Probably.
Just be safe.
I brought a wig and glasses.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Julia Fox, and we are like, I'm here with a guest. We're doing a show today. Like, I don't know. They just were like, we haven't talked enough about the fashion at the VMAs. So I was like, let's do it. And I have an iconic guest with me. You might know her from the town of New Jersey. She's also on the show, Real Housewives of New Jersey. We've got Teresa.
Hi.
Judith.
Judice.
Sorry. I like totally butchered that.
Well, your last name is easy. It's just Fox.
Yeah, like the animal.
Yeah. So
it's also like so my personality. It's like crazy.
Really? You're like a fox?
I'm like 1,000%.
Yeah. I love that. Foxes are beautiful animals.
Oh my God. Stop. You're so beautiful too.
Oh my God. Thank you. Yeah. I'm always switching it up. People say, you know, I got this season, I don't know if you saw in the finale, but somebody was saying my lips look like hot dogs.
Oh, my
and
God.
I was like, stop. That's mean.
Run obviously, with I'm that, like, girl. Like, seriously? Like, who doesn't want to, like, put their mouth around a hot dog?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like, whatever. My husband likes it. So, yeah.
Girl, you are so hot. I love that.
I think you're beautiful, too.
That's just say that for, like, 10 minutes straight.
You're hot and beautiful.
Stop. You're, like, so edgy. You're so it right now. Oh, like, your whole aesthetic is, like, my dream.
Right. My ass is nice.
You have a good butt. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Your hair is you always changing it. Like, I'm like, what is it? What is she going to have now?
Yeah, you know, I just, like, did it myself.
This is you.
Like, yeah, it's like no big deal. I, like, wake up and sometimes I'm like, do I want to bleach?
You bleach your hair this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. That's wild.
You should try it.
Like, no. Wait, do you do your own makeup?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, like, you're crazy.
Not for like a show. Like if I'm modeling, obviously, like they have like a team. But like usually like for my looks when I go out, like, yeah. Like we know ourselves better than any stranger.
Yeah. No, I got my girl Priscilla. Like nobody touches my face other than Priscilla. She does my makeup for everything.
She must be so good because you look so good.
She's the best. Thank you.
Shout out
Priscilla. I know. She's my girl. So, wait, did you watch the VMAs?
No, I was actually like boycotting because I thought I'd get nominated and I did not. I have a song.
Oh my gosh. What is it called?
It's called Down the Drain. It's actually like an extension of my book.
Oh my God. And you have a book. Oh my God. You're busy.
Do you have a book?
I got 3 cookbooks. They was on the New York Times bestseller list. So.
3? Oh my God.
Yeah, I got a lot of recipes.
I actually am still waiting to find out if this made the New York Times bestseller, but like according to my fans, it obviously did.
Yeah. I mean, like that cover art. Wait, are you in a real drain?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's neat. We did this in the sewer. Oh my God, near you in like Hoboken.
Oh my God. Well, Jersey's big. I mean, I'm from Patterson. You should have done it in drains in Patterson, you know?
Next cover for sure.
Yes. You did it in Hoboken?
Yeah. Oh my God. That was where the photographer wanted to take. He was like, no, it's better here. Like there are no rats in this one. And I was like, whatever. I love rats. Like I grew up with them, you know?
Yeah. Drains in Hoboken, they're nice. But once you go farther out, you know, like Patterson, don't go to the drains in Newark. Oh my God.
Oh no.
You find like dirty needle condom. I don't even know, but nasty. Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had a drug dealer from Newark. Yeah. I like totally.
Oh my God.
I would never. We broke up. So it was like, no.
Oh, you were dating him? Oh my God. You talk about this in your book?
Yeah. I talk about a lot in my book. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But the song. Okay. So the song is also called Down the Drain.
Oh my God. Are you going to sing some for us?
Sure, I can. I'm a bitch. I'm a whore. I'm a mother, I'm a whore, I'm a bitch, I'm a whore, I'm a mother, I'm a whore.
Oh my God, you're so good.
Whore.
What? Wait. Say, is this the chorus?
Yeah, it's like chorus.
Like, no, but like
bridge.
I'm a bitch. I'm
it's
a
like, I'm a bitch. I'm a whore. I'm a mother. I'm a whore. So you're a whore twice.
I say whore twice.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch. You're a whore. I'm a lover. I'm a whore.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God, lover. That we should add love in.
I mean, you don't have. I thought that was the lyrics.
You know, like sometimes I take liberties when I perform it live, but the recording is mother.
Oh, I'm a mother. Oh my God.
You're a mother.
Yes. I got four daughters, so I'm a mother.
Four. Oh my God. What do you got? Vagina.
No, I got it fixed. Like, it used to be like this. Now it's like this because I got tightened.
Yeah. I had like one son. I have a son. I'm a mom, obviously.
Oh my God. I love it.
Yeah. He's actually like, he has an Italian name.
Oh, your son?
Yeah. We're like Italian too.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, you're born
full on like from Milan.
That is, oh my God.
I was born in Milan, but then I like moved to New York City. But like, my family's still like very connected.
In Italy.
In Italy, yeah.
What's your son's name?
I don't want to say it on this yeah. show.
Don't.
He's on my Instagram. You can go look. It's Valentino because I was friends with Valentino.
Oh my God. I love that.
I'm sorry. I actually did say it. Yeah, but
it's okay. We can take it out. I need my daughter Melania after Milan.
Oh my God. That's like where I'm from. We have so much in common.
This is crazy.
I feel like we're like meant to be here. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we should go and get like a tattoo or something after together.
All right. I'll do it. I always wanted a tramp stamp.
A what?
You know what that? A tramp stamp.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had like one from like, I don't know, middle school. And then I was like, I'm so over this. When I was like 17, I got it removed. But then I like,
oh my God.
I don't know. Like sometimes I miss it.
Oh my God. You got that removed?
Yeah. It's in the book.
Read me like something.
Okay.
I wish I brought my cookbook. I teach you how to make bolognese.
Oh my God. I love bolognese.
Oh my God. Come over. Sunday family meal, you know, Sunday dinner, pasta, you know?
To my dad. Thank you for pushing me to write. Even when I struggled to find the words. This is actually like not part of the book. I'm sorry. I read the wrong page.
What's that?
The foreword?
Oh.
Here, do you want to hear? Okay, here's a part of the book. Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived in New York City. And
oh my God, you got such a nice voice. You're like singing it. Like, I love how you tell a story.
Okay. And like one day her best friend went missing on the Upper East Side. It gets really dramatic. Okay?
Oh my God.
But then they found her body and it was dismembered in a Taco Bell on 36th Street.
Oh my. At the Taco Bell?
You know it?
I know that
36th one. 36th Street. It's like right by Penn Station.
Yes.
I knew you would know.
I know that. Yeah.
It was like so sad, but she also loved Taco Bell. So it like wasn't that sad, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, Dorito Loco Taco or something.
Oh, yeah.
Gorditas.
I love the gorditas.
The gordita. I love the gordita.
Gorditas?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like a whore gordita.
Yes. I mean, I don't know what they call it, but it's gordita. Something. Wait, keep
so
going.
Iconic.
This story is crazy.
Oh my God. I will give you a signed copy.
Oh my God.
I have such a new fan. Okay. Anyway, then I flushed her ashes down the drain.
Oh my gosh, she died. And got her
title.
Cremated. What is it?
I got her cremated. Yeah.
Cremated. All right.
I texted her parents, but they didn't write me back. So I was like, I'll just do it myself.
Oh my God.
So she got cremated. And then I flushed her ashes down the drain.
There it is.
Oh
my God.
And then I found out she hooked up with my ex-boyfriend, but he was a subway rat, and that's rude. Yeah, it was almost like Housewives. Like, it was, like, so dramatic.
Oh, my God. I don't mess with rats. Yeah, no.
Definitely don't hook up with them because you can get, like, some serious, like, diseases.
Oh, my God. Like, my ex-husband Joe used to tell me all the time. He's, like, hooking up with strippers. I don't even know.
He hooked up with rats?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm glad he's your ex because you can get some serious shit. Like, STDs are literally, like, nothing. It's, like, a common cold compared to the shit from rats.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I believe human and rats should not only coexist, but also procreate one day if they can safely. And they can now. They have birth control. Anyway, I miss that Taco Bell. I can't. There's so much more, but I want to leave some for so you have some to read.
Yes, they seem like you like I don't know told five stories in one. So I need to have like a glass of tea with it. So I'm like, you know, relax.
I love that. And you're a chef.
Yes, I have three cookbooks. One is called Fabuliciousness, which is like fabulous and delicious together.
That is so iconic.
Yeah. So
Fabuliciousness.
Fabulicious. Maybe it's just fabulicious. I don't know. But it's fabulous and delicious. So yeah.
So creative.
I mean, like, I got a lot going on. So yeah, I got so many recipes and I'm cooking all the time. You know, I got daughters and now I got Louis' kids, so I'm always cooking. So yeah.
I can't wait to come over and like try your bolognese.
Oh my God. Come over anytime. Now we got a nice big, like we all, I've always had a big house, but now we have a bigger house because I had like six cars. So I had, you know, need the garage.
Congrats. That's yeah. That's cool. I live in a box.
Where?
Upper East Side.
Oh my God. That's so nice.
Yeah. It's like small and like humble, you know, like I don't let fame get to me. You know what I mean?
No.
Like I don't need the man to tell me like where to live and like what to buy.
But you want like six bedrooms, seven bedrooms?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I don't know. It's just like me and my son and my friends who live there. So like, yes. We'll see.
Do you want to get married again?
No, not right now. I mean, maybe like I'm dating women. So
oh my God.
See. Yeah, I'm like fully invested.
Like I always tell my daughters, good for you. Like follow your dreams. Like Thank if you, you. Want to do that, like that's nice.
So sweet. So they actually hired us to talk about the VMA's fashion.
Oh my God.
I think we forgot.
I did. I was like, what are we talking about?
Did you have any like looks that you loved? I picked my favorite. If you want to pick like one favorite.
Oh my God. Gia was like watching it. I was, you know, kind of watching it, but like, what did I like? Oh my God. There was so much, you know?
So much. VMAs are just like a free for all. Like people could wear, you could literally wear like, your best friend's ashes like taped to your breasts, or you could wear like a, you know, couture gown.
That's what I love about it. Yeah. You know, there's like no rules, you know what I mean? So what was I saying? Some people just wear the same shit over and over, you know what I'm saying? Like Lenny Kravitz, like he never wears a shirt.
Yeah, but he's so iconic. Like his chest is like its own character.
It like he's got abs. Yeah. Like I'm always telling Louis, like, oh my God, you gotta get abs. You know what? I think my favorite. Okay, I got it. You go.
Okay. My favorite of the night was Katy Perry.
Oh my God. I love this.
She wore rags.
It's like a mummy, like a sexy mummy.
So sexy. I mean, her body's insane. There's actually an amazing story behind this look. Like it wasn't actually mummy rags. So she had a crown put on at the dentist like a little while earlier.
Oh my God.
And she like hadn't had a dress yet. It was like a day before, whatever. And she was so inspired by the gauze that she was like, can I buy you out? And they were like, what do you mean? And she like full on bought out her dentist gauze. Like,
oh my God.
All of it.
She made it herself.
Yeah. Which is like, it looks like it, right? Like
yes. I mean, I would not use like gauze for teeth surgery. I don't know.
It just shows that like you could be at the dentist and you could see the gauze and you could get fully inspired for your next look. Like you don't even know where it comes from.
You don't.
Art is all around. Like I embrace dirt and like, you know, trash. Yes. Like I always like if I walk in nature, like sometimes a leaf could be a top, you know?
I've seen your outfits. They're like you'll wear anything.
Yeah. So I thought this was so creative and just like gorgeous.
Yes. It looks like shredded, like very cool. It's very Halloween, I think.
Yeah.
It's nice. So I would say Paris Hilton because I like diamonds. Like, that's it. And she looked like, you know, Paris doesn't age. So I thought, you know, she had like diamonds like wrapped around her body.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I always say that. Oh my God. That's what I would say. Paris, like, you guys see it. It's like she got the choker. Then she was like stripping diamonds. Like, her boobs, her legs are nice. Yeah. I thought it was Paris Hilton.
You know what? I like totally get this. Like, this look is kind of like your wedding, like crown, like it, on yes. a neck.
Yes.
So you, iconic. Yeah.
Oh my God. You're really like you connect the dots. That's what I love.
I really do. Oh my God. That's my dealer. So I got to get the hell out of here.
Oh my God. Get her dealer. All right. Love, love, love you guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.